Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Josh Blue, Funny Bone this weekend. FunnyBoneOmaha.com is feature. Colin Chamberlain with us too. And you've known Colin for a while. You suggest his act?
No.
Thank you, Josh.
I mean, I've known him a while, but I don't suggest his act.
But I have fun MCs that will bring it together. Tonight it's right.
Cameron. Yeah. You're jumping on Colin.
Cameron Logsdon, and right. Then tomorrow night it's Richard Reese. Well,
feel free, and there's going to be about 20 to 25 minutes where you can really zone out. That's
best
just
part
collect
about
your
is,
thoughts.
Is I
well,
per-
go
you,
have a cigarette.
You told me off the air that you brought Colin to open up for Paulie last night, and we've known Paulie a long time, but he can be kind of aloof. And then you have been with Josh this weekend. You're just destroying him.
I know.
And last time he's in town was with Ryan Hamilton,
right.
Who's the sweetest man ever. Sorry, Josh. You're sweet, too.
Yeah, I'm a nice guy.
Not as nice as Ryan Hamilton.
Well, nobody's that nice.
No, he is just cotton candy
sweet. But Paulie can be
sweet.
A prick. We know that. And yeah. Rightly so.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, my God.
And now Josh is with you this week.
Yeah, it's really been fun. It's been good for my confidence. I keep going back to the condo and updating my resume, thinking I'm just like, I'll just get a job. Get out of this business.
Chris Frangiola will be here next week.
Yes.
We love Chris. But we also love Josh. He's here tonight and tomorrow night. FunnyBoneOmaha.com to get tickets for
it's
both shows.
It's good to be back. I'm back because last time I was here, they shut down the mall.
It was a blizzard, remember?
Oh, that's
in January?
Right.
Oh.
He only did a couple
right.
of shows, and then we closed down everything, and he was jonesing. He's like, well, I'm still here. I'm ready. And I go, Josh, they closed the mall. They closed Omaha.
I remember that. He was all pissed, wasn't he? Like, it was your fault, right?
Well, I was here to work, man. I made it here from Denver. You can't drive from your house.
I'm with you. We're a hardy lot.
I had no staff.
But they closed the mall, didn't they?
Yes.
Yeah. That was a pretty big snowstorm, I remember. Yeah, but you live in Denver, so you're used to that kind of crap. Yeah. So were you just pissed for like irrationally pissed though?
No, they paid me for not working, so I was fine. Like, all right, I came back hoping it'd snow again.
We had nice weather this
not
weekend.
Not a chance.
You'll be fine.
You got to perform your little skit.
Two tonight, two tomorrow night. Your little skit. Dance for me, boy.
I know, I've got lots of little skits.
You can use that. We get that every once in a while. You can use that in one of your skits.
That's always my favorite.
Somebody will tell us a
you
joke.
Still get that?
Yeah, oh, no. Yeah. And then they'll proceed to tell you the most racist thing
I
ever.
I know, that's just crazy.
Or just like some story about like at a Christmas party. You're like, that was a 5-minute story.
Oh.
And I don't even think it's over. Like, what are you doing?
Zero payoff.
Yeah, no payoff.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You'd use that. I'm like, did you watch my show? Where would that have fit in anywhere?
Where would this very specific story about you and your wife work in my act? Please tell me.
That's got to be brutal to sit through that. Because, I mean, normal people have to sit through bad, long jokes.
Oh, you're a comedian. Can I tell you a joke?
Yeah.
No.
No.
You may not.
But try it this weekend anyway.
And you say, no, you may not.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So if they don't recognize you and they're sitting next to you on a plane, do you say that you're an insurance broker?
Yeah, a veterinarian.
That's good.
A brain surgeon. Yeah, Josh tells everyone he's a neurologist.
I actually have done that.
With your shaky hand?
Yeah, I'm a brain surgeon. They really get uncomfortable. That was one of my jokes from back in the day. Like, people are like, your parents must be so proud of you. I was like, no, they wanted me to be a brain surgeon.
Well, he's not that for sure.
Well, yeah. That doesn't take rocket science.
He wants to be a news guy, though, Craig. He's trying to get your job here.
I think I got it.
He talks too much.
Yeah, you got it. I'm too uncomfortable with dead air.
Yeah, we need that. NASA's first all-female spacewalk is taking place right now.
I call BS. Fake news. Let's move on to some more believable things about 13-year-olds having sex with the ladies.
43-year-old man went to the emergency room in Panama. Yeah, they've got him there too. Mm-hmm. He had a fever and an increased heart rate and an unusually massive swelling of the scrotum.
Oh, no. This is a little too close to home, guys.
Yeah, you're right. This is for you.
He said the scrotal swelling.
Josh had a vasectomy. He just tuned in.
Had been an issue for the last 3 decades.
What?
But he had not sought medical treatment. But by now, after 3 decades, it had gotten to the point.
Now,
where
is the ball swollen or just the scrotum? That sounds weird. Like, you know what I mean? They're two different things.
Oh, do the testicles grow?
Yeah, or just as. The fluid in.
I don't know. Let's just read the story here. See if it comes. See if we find it in the story here.
Ball pump and pumped up.
Do you have a circumference in that story? No. Because
But we got a picture that I'm going to post.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, the only picture I've seen is all scrambled. Is this
you get to click on it, and then you see the unscrambled version, and it's horrible.
Yes. Let's see it.
You got a picture of your balls from the vasectomy there, Josh?
We can do it right now.
Okay.
Joshy, smile. All
right. That's okay. Colleen can look at that.
No, I'm not. No, not happening.
Are you going to post that then, Puss? All right.
Doing it right now.
Oh, great.
So for 3 years, he let it go or what?
3 decades.
Oh, Jesus.
30 years. 30. He let it go. It had been an issue for three decades.
I'm going to go in this decade.
But finally, it got to the point where he was unable to move about without using a walker. And he relied on his mother for most of his daily needs. The doctors found a, quote, massive scrotal edema, enlargement of the scrotal sac, with displacement past the level of his knees.
Good Lord.
All right, Colin, I got the picture up here.
I had to get there through the scramble.
Hang on, I want to get Colin's reaction.
Click on the link.
Oh, my. I mean.
And then scroll down and click on the picture.
That could be his head. That looks like he's raising his arms in the air, and that's a guy with a bald head.
It looks like he's giving birth.
Yeah.
Looks like he's giving birth.
I'll be honest with you. I cannot look away. We're going to have to find a different feature.
It looks like he's giving birth to a full-size man.
Okay.
The skin of the scrotal sac had thickened. It gets worse.
Wait, what?
It gets worse. Two large open wounds were also quite visible.
Oh, yeah, they're clearly visible in the photograph.
Yep. With foul-smelling, purulent fluid leaking out of them, according to urology case reports.
Okay, I'm clicking off now.
Once I started to smell it, I clicked off. He also, Todd...
I tried to click on the scrambled version. I can't get the real picture up.
Yeah,
scroll down.
I did scroll down.
Scroll down. There's another...
look at his...
And it'll warn you that there's graphic content, and then click on that. He also had a large inguinal hernia. Part of his bowel tissue was protruding through his abdominal muscles. The hernia led to lymphedema, a blockage in the lymphatic system that prevents lymph fluid from draining, causing a buildup of fluid and swelling of the scrotum.
I've had the inguinal hernia, but I stopped it before it got large.
They diagnosed him with Fournier's gangrene,
Okay, listen. I know guys are afraid to go to the doctor, but how about you go maybe 5 days
right.
and go, I'm going to go. 3 decades.
They diagnosed
him. So mom wheelbarrowed his balls around for him?
Yeah.
No, with Fournier's gangrene, a sometimes life-threatening type of flesh-eating infection that primarily affects the genitals.
You would want some flesh-eating at that point. Get it down again.
So he's got six different afflictions going on.
They did
here.
Surgery on his infected scrotal skin. The surgeons found necrosis of fat below
right
his skin,
yeah. okay.
as well as further open wounds.
Okay. Seven.
This guy could have used a couple glasses of orange juice in his life. I don't know, like an antibiotic?
Back to the gas chamber
vitamin?
Story?
From the urology case reports, they say that catheter placement attempt proved to be difficult due to a buried penis.
Are we getting the surgeon's report? This is very
detailed. But was successfully accomplished by a dorsal slit procedure.
So basically the nuts ate his penis.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a movie.
The giant.
He returned for surgery the next day to have more infected tissue removed.
Five days later,
after attempts to replace the wound's dressing were found to be too painful, the decision was made to just remove the scrotum.
Wow, yeah, I think that would have been the first call after you see the picture. Right?
A follow-up 4 weeks later found that he was healing well with satisfactory cosmetic and functional outcomes.
Set that aside because there are so many afflictions.
Probably he's not dead, actually.
We need the details, too, that maybe Dr. Mina can dissect it for us.
You don't, so he didn't go to the doctor for 30 years for anything? Like, you don't think he'd be like, I got the flu, and by the way, could you have a look down here?
I have a bit of a cough. Also, there's a bowling ball hanging between my knees. If you have time to look at that, I'd appreciate it.
No, Josh, what did you say you wanted to fly with? You were going.
I wanted to fly with those truck nuts.
Oh, the truck nuts,
I thought if I stuck some of those truck nuts in my pants and went in the scanner at the airport. I'm smuggling truck nuts.
That'd be great. And then just for the fun. The TSA loves those
what
jokes.
What a little joker.
Well, the TSA in Denver probably know you, right?
Yeah. Walk through there. They know me for sure.
So do it there.
Josh and your truck nuts. Man.
Check for truck nuts.
Well, thank you for that story. I was really going to...
Yeah, you really painted a picture with words.
Going to determine the rest of my day.
Yeah.
Right, like no
somebody,
breakfast.
Somebody's reaching for a sandwich right there or something.
So do you wish I'd talk less every now and then? Right.
I thought the way you delivered it was really good. Just the slow pacing and the delivery.
Stories, right? Well, many times you have to allow people to absorb the information.
I was absorbing.
That's a lot of absorbing.
Yeah.
Right.
30 years worth.
I feel completely absorbed.
The 30-year thing is crazy. I mean, that's not just a month. A month. I'm going to get this checked. I mean, a guy goes a month, you're going to go, you're stupid. You should have got that checked a long time ago. Well, it's a month.
There's a
30 years. That means it went decades. I'll do it 5 years from now.
It's also weird that it was just his mom and him that were in on it. I know. Like everybody else, I don't know, but mom's helping me.
If there's a pimple on that, I'm like, I better go get this checked out.
Yeah. You know what I mean? That is our advice to everyone. If you sense something is wrong with your junk, get it checked.
Right. Yeah. And don't tell your mom.
No.
That's the last person you should
tell. Yeah, she doesn't need to know. Yeah.
And what kind of mom just doesn't say go to the doctor?
Right.
It's our little secret.
Yeah. Very Norman Batesy.
It's definitely Norman Batesy. Me and you and your enormous nuts.
Yeah, that's great, stuck to
that's
the tape.
That's an old song, me and you and your enormous nuts.
What's wrong with you guys?
That's a badge of honor from our buddy Josh. I don't know. You're right. Well, I don't know what's wrong with us either. I really don't. But yeah, I think you're in that club.
The truck nut club.
Craig, on the phones and the email, you're not a popular person right now.
Especially with Dan, who is actually eating grapes.
Oh, Lord.
I couldn't think of a worse snack to be having while you're
Thank
doing
God
that
it's on
story.
A grapefruit. My God.
Yeah.
Or a watermelon.
Yeah.
Oof. Or just something, I don't know. Meatballs, maybe.
No, oh, yeah. Jesus. Yeah.
Do you have any more
giant,
stories?
A giant, scabby meatball.
Any more what?
Next topic, please.
We're grossing out Josh.
Ah, you want a, just a nice one?
Yeah.
Or something horrible?
Horrible to wash that off.
Yeah.
No, we'll wait for the horrible.
Okay, okay, we'll finish up with the horrible one.
Well, we don't have to finish with it, but you know, we certainly have another one.
Good.
I bet.
We do. But until we get to that, Guns N' Roses, a sweet child of mine, is now the first music video from the 80s to reach the 1 billion view mark on YouTube.
Now, at first, I didn't think that it really didn't surprise me, but then I started thinking about Michael Jackson's videos that were really famous worldwide. And I thought they would have reached that. But GNR's, it's a great video, but that's pretty cool.
Well, yeah, they're reaching a new audience, probably.
I understand that, but you think the Michael Jackson stuff would have reached that audience already.
Yeah. That's just my dad that doesn't know how to search for any other videos. This is a good song, brother. This is a good song. They have other stuff on YouTube, Dad.
That could be it. That's totally it.
Apparently, the video still averaged close to 600,000 views every day this year.
Wow.
Man. Well, they're back in the conscious. They were just in town, actually. So, I mean, Lincoln, but... Yeah. That's part of it.
Yeah, played Wichita.
Oh, now you seen a horrible story in front of you
again? Not the horrible story.
All right.
Yeah.
Another one, though.
Great, great.
By the way, we had a call after the Lincoln Guns N' Roses show, and a lot of other emails refuting what he said, so we don't know what concert that guy saw.
Yeah, I thought actually lost a bunch of weight from what I saw, even in the photos of that
show.
And his voice was pretty good, too.
He listed a couple of songs that
weren't even there.
Nobody else heard.
I think he was high. He was out of it.
He might have been tripping.
Licking a Josh Blue pop.
Could have been.
Yeah. That you can get in legal states. Well, in Colorado now, right?
Yeah, Colorado.
We have a lot of visitors in Colorado. Oh,
are you in California, Oregon, Washington?
Not yet.
We're working on it.
Working on
it. Yeah. Man.
Have you purchased legal weed in all the states you can purchase legal weed in?
And some of the illegal states.
Good for you. I haven't purchased any in Oregon yet, but everywhere else on the West Coast it's legal. I've shopped.
Yeah, it's great.
Yes, it is.
Game changer.
Yeah, it is.
Apparently in the film Joker.
Which I haven't seen yet.
Nope.
I have.
Do you like it?
Great.
Okay.
They used an old Gary Glitter song, Rock and Roll Part 2.
Yeah, I got no problem with that.
The guy's, here's the thing.
He's the Joker. He's a freak anyway. He's dancing around to rock and roll. I read how they use it in the movie.
Yeah, Gary Glitter is serving a 16-year prison sentence after being found guilty of a count of attempted rape, 4 counts of indecent assault, and a count of having sex with a girl under the age of 13.
That used to be a stadium staple, but I think they've eliminated it since.
I heard it recently. I heard it somewhere within the past year watching something on TV.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, some stadiums still play it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, what they're so people were griping because...
In the movie?
Because they used it in the movie because they think that Gary Glitter's getting money off of this.
He didn't write that, did he?
Yeah, it's his song. I think he did. Yeah.
And so people are griping. How can you give a convicted pedophile money in this and whatnot? Well, it turns out he does not own the song anymore.
He
does not own the rights to the song anymore.
Yeah.
Somebody else is getting paid off of his work.
Right.
Also, people still listen to Thriller. People really love Beat It.
No difference.
When that song comes on, people are like, that's a good song. Yeah. Turn it up.
They listen to all Michael Jackson songs.
Mm-mm.
Well, the climate now is, if you got any character flaws, you can't enjoy that guy's art.
Yeah. That's not true. I disagree with that, though.
I heard
Michael Jackson three or four songs played at a girl's softball game recently at a high school. I don't think they even think about it anymore. I think that he's a bad guy, but the music is something you still listen to.
I would be out of a job if people didn't come and see people who are accused or or inappropriate.
People love Josh.
I'd be the cool greeter at Walmart.
Yeah. I don't have any of that. So
No character flaws? Okay.
Yeah, but they're all
just a body flaw.
You got character flaws, but no arrest record.
Right, right.
Or do you have an arrest record?
No, not yet.
Because you charm your way out of
it. They would yank his face off that weed if he got busted.
He's gearing up for one.
Yeah, they would, actually.
Yeah. Oh, it's something bad. Yeah,
yeah, you can't. Yeah. A lot of paperwork.
You have to be wholesome to have your face on blue
they
suckers?
They do like a deep criminal dive into you if you get into the business.
Yeah, but they do. Yeah.
You can't have any record.
Okay.
What if you got caught for possession somewhere?
Yeah, you know, 10 years
ago, would they eliminate that?
I had, and we couldn't find a record of it.
Oh.
I think we. So.
How'd you make that go away?
You know, it was a really crazy story.
Which is crazy. Getting busted for possession of weed takes you off a weed package.
Right.
How stupid does that sound?
Yeah, it means you like your product.
Right.
I was up on the border of New York and Canada just driving from a gig and got pulled over, and they came right at me like, it smells like weed in here. Mm-hmm. Well, that's because we got some weed in here. It was like a Sunday morning, and... they got the judge to come out to the courtroom. He's like, you pulled me off a hayride with my kids.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know who did that, but thank you so much, sir. We don't have to come.
So he was pissed off.
Yeah, but they can't. I don't think they usually come out on Sunday morning to do that.
Okay.
So they pulled some strings for me.
So they might have just stricken that from the record.
Yeah.
They may have expunged it.
It was just like a ticket anyway, you know.
Yeah.
Paid my money and went away.
All right, well, we're not going to do the worst of the stories.
Save it for Monday.
Wait, the ball thing wasn't the worst?
No, oddly enough.
That was like a three-minute monologue.
Is this going to take forever? Because we only got a certain amount of time here.
Yeah, this should be.
Do a quick one.
Yeah, it won't be that
quick. He can speed rap, Josh now knows.
The conviction was upheld for a New Jersey man, 53-year-old David Lamonto. He was convicted on an obscenity charge for watching porn on his iPad while sitting in his car outside a fast food restaurant during the dinner rush. He was arrested after a woman parked next to him saw him watching porn on his tablet with his windows down. Her 12-year-old kid had gone to the restaurant for food, but she could still see Lamonto's iPad resting against the steering wheel, and there was porn going on the video, she said.
You gotta be careful where you're at. I bet
she
got to think
saw images of a man and woman having sex and heard moaning on the video. She has never experienced anything like that in her life, she said. She was grateful that her son didn't see the porn, but nearly 2 hours after that, a police officer stopped by and found Lamonto still in his car watching porn on his tablet.
Wow.
When the officer told him that someone had complained, he closed out of the screen on the tablet, but another screen popped up that had girls or women in live interaction, according to the officer.
Sounded like that mom wanted to jump in the car with him.
A police computer
expert.
I've
never seen anything like that. Show me some more.
They found that he had been watching porn for about 4 hours that night and had been using the restaurant's Wi-Fi to stream the video.
You know, just emptying it out, you know, like Josh does for the vasectomy.
He tried arguing that watching porn in the privacy of his car is protected under the Constitution, but the judge says,
should be.
No,
nope.
Because we can see it outside.
Got it.
So that negates that.
Tint your windows, turn it off when he walks past the car.
Was he just watching it, or was he doing?
Yeah.
Apparently just watching for 4 hours.
That's very riveting. It's really good. I love the pop.
I'm watching it for the story.
All right. Well, we just talked about a guy that didn't go to the doctor for 30 years, so a guy watching porn and not masturbating is not really a story, is it?
Yeah, it is.
It was. That's a big story.
We certainly used it, and it was a story.
Josh Blue, funnybone.omaha.com. Colin Chamberlain is a feature. Great double bill, right, Josh?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Just killer. I really pull in the weight, but it's good.
Take care, guys. Nice to meet you, Colin. We'll talk soon. Tell Ferrar we said hi, man?
Yeah, for sure. Bye, boys.
See you, man. We'll see you Monday. Chris Frangiola next week in the studio. Download the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.